Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. It's good to have you with us. Heated talks continue between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany over Tehran's nuclear program. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who's heading the Iranian delegation, has met with the EU's Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton on the second day of a new round of negotiations in Geneva. Ashton represents the so-called P5 plus 1 group. Her spokesman, Michael Mann, says the latest talks were, quote, very substantial and detailed. Zarif has echoed the same remarks, saying discussions have already delved into content and details. However, he added the differences do remain between the two sides. Both sides are working to finalize a draft agreement to resolve the standoff over Tehran's nuclear program. This, as the Iranian deputy foreign minister says, any agreement on the horizon is bound to respect Iran's right to enrichment.
Any agreement which does not include Iran's enrichment right will not be accepted. We will accept an agreement which includes our enrichment rights throughout all the steps, beginning steps, middle steps, and final steps. Principle of enrichment is not negotiable, but the details, including the extent and level and location of enrichment, all of them are negotiable. But the principle of enrichment is not negotiable.
Meanwhile, the French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has called on Western countries to be firm in its dealings with Iran. The previous round of talks failed to reach an agreement after France, under the influence of Israel, blocked the proposed deal. Let's begin our correspondent, Homa Leski, who joins us from Geneva. Homa, you made an interesting point last time, and I'd like to expand, if you can, more on that, and that is the interpretation by the P5 plus 1 on Iran's right to uranium enrichment under Article 4 of the NPT. I would guess, again, this is all speculation, that that may be a sticking point.
Yes, Kaveh, that's right. We've been hearing a lot about enrichment. Mr. Araghchi himself even said that the most difficult topic, the most difficult part of the discussions has been enrichment and how the two sides are interpreting the NPT, specifically Article 4 of the NPT. Iran says that according to that article, which stipulates that all signatories to the NPT have the right to develop nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, it has the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. However, the other side, according to reports, is saying that the article we just mentioned there doesn't necessarily mean that Iran has the right under the NPT to enrich uranium. And Iran has been saying all along and now insisting more than ever before that enrichment is its red line, as was mentioned there in that report and the talks that we had with Mr. Araghchi. He himself has been saying enrichment is a red line for us. We're not going to stop enrichment. We want, he says, the issue of enrichment to be on paper the way that we want it, meaning that there's been a lot of debates about wording even before a draft deal can be reached. There's been a lot of debates and discussions on how Iran's enrichment right should be included, in what way, in what words, in a possible draft deal.
Sounds like they got to bring some linguistic specialists there. But that is a very important point that you're making about the way that this is worded based on interpretation and based on how it's going to be put down on paper. Are we looking just at the nuclear enrichment issue as being one? Or are we looking at different, perhaps, things that there are differences that remain regarding how things are worded on paper in terms of an interim agreement anyways?
Yes. Yes, well, I'd just like to add here that Mr. Araghchi made it very clear when he spoke to Iranian media personnel here that if Iran's enrichment right is not recognized, there's going to be no deal, and Iran is not going to go ahead with talks if enrichment is not included in a draft deal. And from the comments that we're getting now, as I said earlier, the talks have again stopped. There's going to be a little recess during which Ashton is going to brief the P5 plus one political directors on what was discussed during the bilateral talks with Mr. Zarif. Then they're going to resume the negotiations. Now, again, enrichment is the most important part of the talks as far as we know, but there are also a lot of more sticking points, including the sanctions. I asked Mr. Araghchi about the sanctions myself. He wasn't really prepared to go into the details. We are hearing various reports, for instance, the United States officials quoted it saying that sanctions relief could amount to even according to one report, $6 billion, to the tune of $6 billion. And we were hearing even before the talks of Iran's frozen assets, being released. But Iran says that the issue of sanctions, the amount of the sanctions on the banking and the oil sector are also up for discussions. They're being put to debate, as well as, of course, the Arak heavy water reactor. Mr. Araghchi didn't himself say this, but I'm quoting reports here and the information that's reached us, that is also a sticking point, specifically after the French brought it up during the previous round of talks. Iran said, we want to hear a single voice from the P5+1. And now that Catherine Ashton says that she's representing the whole group, this is being seen by Iran as a positive step indeed. Right now, in less than an hour's time, we're expecting the talks to resume again, and both sides have been using words like useful and constructive and positive. We're hoping that some progress can be made, but from what I'm hearing, the talks are going to continue until tomorrow, and we'll have to wait until Friday for a third day of talks.
And finally, just to get some rumors out of the way, Kerry coming to the meeting. Some rumors are flying around about that, or other foreign ministers. What have you heard?
Yes, well, nobody's confirming anything, of course. When I've been asking questions, both from the Iranian side or from the other side, they say that it depends on what happens tonight. It depends on what's going to be discussed tonight. If the two sides, continue to talk and reach some kind of an initial agreement, even before they agree on a draft or a revised draft, then we actually might see the foreign ministers heading to Geneva. But up until now, nobody's confirmed it, because they're saying it simply cannot be confirmed yet when talks between Zarif and Ashton are underway.
Thank you very much for that. Homa Leslie there talking to us from Geneva.